This is Dial a Saint, introducing St. John the Apostle. The glory of being a saint is that he is recognized as one who enjoys the presence of God in heaven and can help us through his intercession to God for us. The early Christians had no doubt that John the Apostle was not already a saint. Both he and his brother James, who were the sons of Zebedee, were picked by Christ to be his apostles. John, the youngest of the 12, outlived all the others to die a natural death at the age of 94 in about 100 A.D. John identified himself humbly as the disciple whom Jesus loved and received certain privileges from Christ not granted to the others. He was present, along with Peter and James, at Christ's transfiguration and agony in the garden. He was chosen, along with Peter, to go into Jerusalem to prepare the Last Supper. And it was he who asked our Lord the name of his betrayer when Christ told his apostles that he would die the next day. It was John again who went in with Jesus to the court of Caiaphas, while Peter was left at the outer door before the denial. John was the only apostle to stand at the foot of the cross during the crucifixion, and to whom Christ gave the singular honor of assisting, serving, and caring for Mary, Christ's mother, as if she were his own. And it was John, with Peter, who saw the empty tomb on Easter Sunday morning. But John did err in the glory of a martyr's crown, which means that he suffered as one who would die for the faith. In 94 A.D., at the age of 86, he was arrested by Domitian, the last of the 12 Caesars, and taken to Rome, scourged, and then thrown into a cauldron of boiling oil. God's mercy protected him, and he was not harmed. He was then banished to the island of Patmos. It was here that he wrote down the revelations from heaven called the Apocalypse. Soon afterwards, he returned to Ephesus, one of the largest cities in the Middle East. Here he wrote his gospel, which contains the words and works of Christ, so that, quote, "You may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name," unquote. He also wrote three epistles, which were commentaries and moral directives based on the teachings of Christ. The first is addressed to all Christians. The other two were written for particular persons. John the Evangelist is sometimes identified as an eagle because his thought soars so easily to God. He was a determined opponent of heresies and repeatedly urged the faithful toward works of charity and love for one another. When asked why his theme was always love for one another, he replied, "This is the word of the Lord, and if you keep it, you do enough." John was a willing instrument of God. Let us pray that we too recognize that our life is an opportunity for increasing God's love.